Statistics help tell the story. They show how far these countries have come in extending health care to ever-widening sections of society, including the poor. According to the study, more than three-quarters of the populations of Rwanda and the Philippines are now enrolled in health insurance programs. About half are covered in Ghana, Vietnam, and Indonesia. Countries in the early stages of reform, like Mali, Kenya, India, and Nigeria, cover less than 20%. The nine countries have each reached a national consensus on the need to extend health care, but their approaches vary. Gina Lagomarsino, a managing director at the Washington-based group Results for Development, says finding a stable source of funding is essential. Some come from donors, which often provide funding for specific programs to fight malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS. The report says donor contributions make up about half of all healthcare funding in Rwanda and about a third in Kenya, but much less in other countries. The majority of the funding in most countries comes from state revenues. In Kenya, taxes are deducted from the paychecks of civil servants and others in the formal or taxable sector. Nigeria funds its health coverage for pregnant women and children in part with general revenues made available from debt relief. Some countries, including Rwanda and the Philippines, ask households to pay monthly or annual insurance premiums. Lagomarsino says Ghana, which has one of Africa's most successful insurance programs, has a tax devoted solely to health care.
Back in 2000, Ghana instituted a new value-added or sales tax, which was earmarked for the National Health Insurance Scheme. And this has provided a pretty steady stream of revenues to this scheme, and it has allowed Ghana to develop a program that's got very comprehensive benefits and offers coverage to the whole population. Not that everyone is enrolled yet and the program is far from perfect, but they have been able to significantly increase government revenues and at the same time lower the amount people are paying out of pocket.
Some countries use incremental measures to reach the goal of universal health care. One way is to create risk pools or programs devoted to various groups. The insurance programs of some countries, such as Kenya and Nigeria, began by targeting civil servants and taxable wage earners. The two countries are now working to include women, children, and the poor. Lagomarsino says the goal in many countries is to eventually replace fragmented coverage with one large pool covering everyone.
It allows there to be cross-subsidies across populations, so wealthier people are paying into the same pool as poorer people. It's easier to graduate the payment so that the contributions from the wealthier can help to subsidize the poorer. Similarly, the contributions from the healthier can subsidize those of the sicker. So bigger pools just mean it's sort of more efficient. Everyone kind of pays an average cost.
Many of the nine countries studied in Africa and Asia are integrating the private sector into their plans to extend health care. Advocates say private service providers can improve choice and access to care.
We have found in the countries that we examined in this study in Asia and Africa, pretty much all of them have set up an independent purchasing agency that allows them to purchase care from providers rather than just kind of handing a budget over to a Ministry of Health facility. And in many of those countries, not all, but many, they have set up the mechanism for purchasing from private sector providers. It varies by country. But for example, they are doing this in Ghana. They do this in Kenya. They also purchase from public providers.
Lagomarsino says policymakers will benefit by studying the progress of these nine countries and other cases to design programs that best fit their own countries. She says it's not just economics, but also culture and politics that will determine how best to provide health care to everyone at an affordable cost. I'm William Eagle in Washington.